This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Powell. It's very nice, of course, as always, to have you with me for the next hour or so. And this week, actually, this past week, was a bit of a special day in many parts of Asia, because we're now in the Year of the Horse. Yes, we just celebrated Chinese New Year. In fact, it continues until February the 4th. Everybody's back at work on the 5th of February. And it is quite an extraordinary time. There's a lot of madness, a lot of hectic and chaotic family things going on. And the best way to describe it to people who are not familiar with it, it's kind of like, well, Christmas. You know, children get presents and they get money. They love getting the money because then they can buy their own presents. I was the kind of kid that always preferred getting money anyway, so I know what they feel like. So to begin today's show, since we are now in the Year of the Horse, I thought we'd begin with Rossini's William Tell Overture.
Thank you.
Rossini's William Tell Overture, performed by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, beginning today's program. That was actually the full overture, something that, well, I think a lot of people are probably familiar with sections of it, but I thought it would be nice to listen to the whole thing in full, as it was written by Rossini. You're listening to Happy Station, and it's now time to go into this week's mailbag. Yes, our poor friend is not getting the day off. He still has to work, but he delivered everything promptly on time. Well, first, actually, I want to say hello to our good friend Michael Hahn, who lives in Eschborn, Germany. Hello to you, and thank you very much. And we received your reception report, and we've already replied to it, so you should be getting that in the post in the next week or two. Hello next to Francesco Rubio Cubio in Barcelona, España. Rubo es un membre de ese grupo que se llama Asociación de Diego de Barcelona, and he included a nice reception report, and everything, of course, was correct in that. The next one we have here from Germany, from our good friend Paul Reichert in Dudweiler in Germany, was very nice. Actually, some very nice stamps on the cover, and he also included something that I don't know how many of you would remember these, but they are kind of three-dimensional hologram-type pictures. And it's a picture of the Earth, and when I move it to the right, the Earth turns one way, and when I move it to the left, the Earth turns the other way. It's very nice, and I was very surprised because I haven't seen one of these in a very, very long time. So thank you very much, Paul, for that, and we've sent you some other things in return. Oh, by the way, he also included inside, if I can get it out here, where is it? You can hear me just right. Oh, here it is, a sticker from FC Bayern Munich. Not quite sure what this is. Is it a football team? I think it's a football team, actually. I think so. I know I probably sound like an idiot if I'm getting it wrong. next to Mr. Wilkins, who lives in Springfield, Missouri, in the United States. Also now, hello to Paul Boulettre, with a French name, but he lives in Geneva, Illinois. And this is a reception report that he sent for the live transmission that we did on January the 5th. And he writes here, I've been away from shortwave radio for about 5 years. Before that, I listened very extensively in the early 1970s, but lost interest as SWBC became displaced by the internet in the 2000s. This has been an unfortunate loss. While some broadcasters have transitioned pretty nicely to the internet, many have not. For example, Radio Nederland, Radio Vandaland, Radio France, Swiss Radio, and many others have left shortwave or either ran a scaled-down version on the internet or just stopped producing programming completely. Well, actually, that would be, let me see, in that list, I think Radio Netherlands, Swiss Radio, Radio France, I know, still has programs that are broadcast on shortwave to Africa and also parts of Asia. And Radio Vlaanderen, my God, that's that's going back a bit. But then there are some bright spots, such as your operation. It is a bit of a revival on the golden age of shortwave broadcasts that many of us recall so well. Your presentation style is spot on and reminds me very much of the program that Tom Meyer did when he hosted the program. Your Radio Moscow parody. Did we do a Radio Moscow parody? I can't remember now on that show. Did we or didn't we? I don't remember. Yes, I remember now. Because on that show, we played the interval signal that was very common on Radio Moscow. And I did an impersonation of a Radio Moscow announcer. Yes, he said it was spot on. I think, actually, the reason why, Paul, it was spot on, having worked in countries that had similar type of broadcasters set up, I know the style, you know. It's easy to do. I mean, if I wanted to make it sound like a real Radio Moscow broadcast that you're listening to right now, I would use two microphones and I'd stand like 3 meters away from the microphone and just yell really loudly on Radio Moscow World Service. You see, that's how it would sound. Thank you very much, Paul, for your nice letter. And we have replied to you already, so you should be getting something very, very soon. Next to a name that, I don't know, it rings a bell. This is from Sebastian Ardett in Remstadt, Germany. And he's commenting here on the program that we did on December the 29th that was also broadcast to Europe on 5995 from Nauen. He says, this is actually quite interesting because this is something, I'm going to read something right now, which is something that you don't hear too often when it comes to shortwave. It says, my name is blah, 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 and I'm 19 years old. Yes. You see, there are shortwave listeners around, very few, but there are some out there who are under 20 years old. He says, I'm a student, and my hobbies include listening to radio broadcasts from all around the world, swimming, and riding a bicycle. Unfortunately, the reception of your broadcasts via Sri Lanka are quite poor here in Germany. Thus, I was very happy to be able to listen to your broadcast relayed via Europe. That would be Nauen. What transmitter site did you use for this transmission? Well, I just said it was Nauen in Germany. And by the way, Sebastian, this is obviously before your time, but Nauen was the transmitting station for the old Radio Berlin International. That's going back a bit, from the days of the German Democratic Republic. I really like your show and would be glad to tune in some more of the programs. The transmission that we did to Europe, those were for specials only, but you can try our Sri Lankan frequency again very soon, and also through Okeechobee in the United States. And of course, if we do another transmission from now on, you'll find all the information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. There was something here. Oh yes. You know, one of our regular listeners by the name of Michael Stevenson in Port Macquarie in Australia, he listens to our shortwave broadcast. And, you know, he said when Australia was in their winter, of course, that would be our summer, he had a very difficult time picking up the broadcast. But since they've now gone in their summertime, he's picking it up. And I commented to him on Facebook, I said, you know, enjoy it while you can, because when we make our frequency change in the fall, because in the fall we're going to be moving back to 11835, that's 11835 for Southeast and East Asia, you might have difficulty again. But it was quite interesting, because when we made the frequency change from 11 to 9 megahertz, when we were on 11 megahertz, we were getting into Latin America quite well and to other areas, especially Japan and China. And then when we switched to 9 megahertz, it was very good for Southeast Asia and East Asia and Australia, but Latin America, forget about it. But anyway, you know, keep your fingers crossed. You never know what can happen. All right, well, it's now time for more music. And now another song that has to do with horses. Back in the Saddle Again by the one and only Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Thank you. back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night. And the only
back in the saddle again, Gene Autry. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And those who listen to the show on a regular basis know that for over 5 years, I worked at China Radio International. And a couple of emails came in from people saying, oh, I remember when you hosted the Chinese New Year program on CRI. Well, I wasn't the sole host of it, actually. I would co-host it with somebody else. One year I was in the studio, the next year I was somewhere else, and they called me up by telephone. And by the way, because I have a window open nearby, if you're hearing fireworks going off, that's because the day that we're recording the show is February the 1st, and people are letting off fireworks. So if you hear any funny noises going on in the background, no, it's not your radio set or crackles or anything like that, or gunshots. Well, who knows? Cowboys, horses, you know, you never know. It's just fireworks. Anyway, somebody said, can you play an excerpt of one of those shows? And I only have one left. I'm sure that the other ones are somewhere else. I just can't find them. But this is the Chinese New Year's program, not the full thing, but just a little bit of it that I did in 2004.
Hello and welcome to CRI Spring Festival Special. I'm Li Peichuan.
I'm Keith Powell.
I'm Yinan.
And on behalf of all of us here at China Radio International, we all wish you
Happy Spring Festival.
And in Chinese, Keith.
Well, I'll do my best. Xin Chun Kuai Le.
Yes, Xin Chun Kuai Le. Keith, have you noticed the festive atmosphere building up in Beijing lately?
Well, you can't help but notice it. Everywhere you turn, you see it. Even here at CRI, we have 8 marble pillars outside that are wrapped up in red flannel and golden ribbons as well. Department stores are crammed with people buying last-minute gifts for their friends and family. In fact, people are packed into the subway and trains like sardines in a can. It's absolutely amazing.
The family reunion on New Year's Eve is the most important part of the Spring Festival. That's why it's almost impossible to buy train or air tickets around this time of the year.
The Spring Festival also celebrates the new life breathed into the earth as farmers begin to plow the fields and sow their crops. It ushers in a brand new year on the Chinese lunar calendar.
The Chinese New Year can fall anywhere between late January and the middle of February. This year it falls on January 22nd. That's quite early, isn't it?
Yeah, and according to the Chinese zodiac, this year will be the year of the monkey.
So let's make monkey business the focus of our special program.
Well, that was the opening of one of many Chinese New Year's programs that I hosted at China Radio International. That was from 2004 for the Year of the Monkey. Now, I was playing that recording recently for a friend of mine, and he said, the music that you played at the beginning. I think some people are going to know what I'm getting at right now. He said to me, was that Fire Drake? No, it wasn't the infamous Chinese Jammer. It was another piece of music. Which sounds quite similar, actually. And I didn't realize it until you pointed it out. But yeah. Anyway, if you want to hear that full program, I'll be uploading it very soon on the PCJ website. And as soon as I locate the other ones, I'll upload those ones as well. Some of them actually were quite fun. I remember one year, I think it was in the 2003 edition of the program, I was near the Great Hall of the People at some little bar. And we were doing the show live for domestic broadcasting first, and then it was repeated for overseas. But for the domestic broadcast, I had a little bit too much something to drink during the program, and I was quite happy. Quite an extraordinary thing, really an extraordinary thing. You are listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. A question here that came in. In reference actually to that program, it was Keith, we heard you lived in Beijing. What was New Year's like in Beijing and how did you celebrate it? Well, we have two New Year's that we celebrated. First, the one in the Western calendar, and then, of course, Chinese New Year. And like many other people in Beijing, I used to spend a lot of money on fireworks, and we let them off in the streets. And it was quite an extraordinary thing. You know, and of course, I mean, I'll let you in on a secret, but I never really bought the legal fireworks. I always bought the ones on the black market. And I know that sounds dangerous, and it is, but the ones on the black market have much more of a bang. And I remember with a friend of mine, we drove our sidecars outside Beijing, which is the only place you can find the black market ones, and I loaded up the sidecar, and he loaded up his, and we were driving on the highway back into the city center, and it was like driving a missile. It was rather fun, yeah. Dangerous, yeah, but, you know, sometimes it's good to have a little bit of danger, you know. All right, we're going to have another song now about, well, cowboys and horses and everything else. And then when I come back, I'll give out our postal address so you can contact us. Here's one and only Bing Crosby with the original recording of Home on the Range.
Where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. At night, when the heavens are bright with lights from the glittering stars, have I stood here amazed and asked as I gaze if their glory exceeds that of ours? Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
All Okay, you know what? I don't know what's going on, but the CD says Bing Crosby. But to be honest, that didn't sound like Bing Crosby to me. The song title is right. It just didn't sound like Bing Crosby to me. If you think you know who it is, let me know. By the way, just a moment ago, you heard a bit of an echo. We just did some rewiring in the studio, and we just discovered a fault a couple of days ago. When we turned the microphone on in the studio, or the microphones, the monitors inside the booth are supposed to switch off immediately, but there's a little bit of a delay, and we're going to try to figure out. So if you heard a little bit of an echo right there from me at the beginning, that was a fault here at our end, and we'll try to figure it out very soon. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And if you want to write us and let us know how you listen to us, either online or through one of our partner stations on shortwave, do get in touch with us. Our address is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, 22070. Now, I know you didn't have time to write that down, so I'll say it again, slower. All right? I'm being silly, of course. PCJ Radio International, blah, 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 blah. 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31. Sanmin Road, S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, which is B-A-N-C-I-A-O, and the postal code is 22070, and that is in the ROC. Now, for those who keep asking, Keith, why don't you just get a P.O. box for PCJ so you don't have to read out the Gettysburg Address all the time? Well, there is a reason for that. Here in Taiwan, there is a very short supply of P.O. boxes, and effectively, we have been on a waiting list, which seems like forever, more than a year. And because they're not introducing any new ones in our area, we were told, well, we can get another one. It's an hour away. And I'm like, well, no, that's too silly. So they said as soon as one becomes available, then we can take it over. I know it's ludicrous. I mean, we actually have a really good postal service here in Taiwan. Just to show you how good it is, Chinese New Year's Eve, which was Wednesday, the 30th of January, just actually a few hours ago before we recorded this, because we're recording the show now after midnight, on January the 31st. So everything actually is effectively, like the banks and post office and all that, it's all closed down from the midnight 30th until for about 2 or 3 days before everything opens up. Anyway, just to show you how good our postal service is, early this morning, there was a man at my door ringing my doorbell. And it was my postman. And I actually know my postman personally because he keeps asking, why does all this mail come to PCJ all the time from all these funny little countries, as a direct translation of what he said? And he said, well, look, there's some stuff that came by and I was on my way home. So I thought I would drop it off now so you don't have to wait until Monday, which is what he did. So I invited him up for a drink, and then he went off his way, and we toasted the new year, and that's it. So that's what the Taiwan Postal Service is like. Now, this is a funny story. Last year, a friend of mine, Mike Page in Toronto, Canada, sent me something by Canada Post. And he wrote me like September, and he said, look, I just sent you this. Let me know when it arrives. Well, 2 weeks later, he asked me, did it get here yet? No. 3 weeks? No. 4 weeks? No. 2 months? No. And then it arrived 9 weeks later. 9 weeks later from Canada. But yet, and it's not the first time that I've received mail from Canada that takes forever. But yet I can post a letter from Taiwan to practically anywhere in the world. And depending on where it is, it's about 1 week to some areas. For example, the Pacific area, Southeast and East Asia. Europe about under 2 weeks, North America, just 2 weeks or maybe even sometimes under 2 weeks. But for some reason, Canada, even when I posted some reception reports to Canada, people were saying, we don't know why, because the postmark says this date, and then it arrived 2 months later. So very, very odd indeed. So yeah, we do have a phenomenal postal service, and we just sent out a whole batch on Monday. And so, you know, those people that we mentioned today and also last week, the ones of last week, actually, they should have theirs already. The ones we mentioned this week, we only sent out on Monday, so you should have those very, very soon. Time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to French composer and singer Charles Trenet avec un chanson qui s'appelle « Je chante ».
Soir et matin, je chante sur mon chemin. Je chante, je vais de ferme en château. Je chante pour du pain, je chante pour de l'eau. Je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois. Les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, j'ai tout et j'ai rien. Je chante sur mon chemin. Les elfes, divinités de la nuit, les elfes couchent dans mon lit. La lune se faufile à pas de loup dans le bois pour danser avec nous. Je sonne chez la comtesse aujourd'hui. Personne, elle est partie. Elle n'a laissé qu'un plat de riz pour moi, me dit un laquais chinois. Je chante, mais la faim qui m'affaiblit tourmente mon appétit. Je tombe soudain au creux d'un sentier. Je défaille en tombant et je meurs à moitié. Et gendarme qui passait sur le chemin, gendarme jetant les mains. Pitié, j'ai faim, je voudrais manger. Je suis tout léger, léger. Au poste, d'autres moustaches m'ont dit au poste, oh mon ami, oui, 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 se roule le chanteur, le vagabond, on va vous enfermer, oui, votre compte est bon. Non, Ficelle, tu m'as sauvé de la vie, Ficelle, sois donc béni, car grâce à toi, j'ai rendu l'esprit, je me suis pendu cette nuit, et depuis je chante. Je chante soir et matin, je chante sur les chemins. Je hante les fermes et les châteaux. Un fantôme qui chante, on trouve ça rigolo. Et je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois. Les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, ça va des plus fins. Et je chante sur mon chemin.
The wonderful Charles Trenet and Je Chante. Ici sur votre émission, la station heureux de PCG Radio International. Pour un moment, je voudrais parler en français puisque dans la nouvelle année, que c'est cette année, l'année 2014, nous avons des spéciales programmes. In this new year, 2014, we are going to have some very, very special programs and we're going to be announcing the schedule right after the Chinese New Year. Now, we did take a little bit of a break from our shortwave schedule for the very good reason that I've been busy doing a TV series. Two, in fact, one that I'm acting in and the other which I'm directing in, which will last until the end of February. So I've been tied up with that. But don't get your suspenders all twisted up because we have some really interesting and fun shows coming up and some interesting guests as well. And I wonder if I should... No, I'm not going to divulge anymore, because if I did that, I might spoil the surprise on some of them. But do, you know, follow us at our website, and you'll find all the information there as soon as it becomes available. All right, let's now move to another song, and I'm playing this one because actually I'm going to be in New York City in the month of April. It's Manhattan Transfer and the Boy from New York City. Oh. Manhattan Transfer and the Boy from New York City. All right, well, you know what? I have to leave you in a moment. Now, the reason why we're recording this after midnight, it's because this is actually the only time that I can do it. It's been a little bit hectic over the past couple of weeks. So hopefully I didn't sound too tired. Actually, no, I feel fine. I feel really hyper. I suppose that's what happens when you drink 5 liters of coffee before coming into the studio. You're just like, blah, 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 blah. I was worried that I would be talking too fast today. I think I've controlled myself rather well. If you think different, let me know. Let me know. All right. Once again, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always do so via our email address, which is hs@pcjmedia.com. Or if you want a QSL for any of our transmissions that you're hearing, it doesn't matter, FM, AM, shortwave, or whatever, our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And, of course, you can always find us on Facebook, where there's a lot of very interesting discussions taking place Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. To end off today, we're going to close with There's No Business Like Show Business, but not the version by Ethel Merman. A bit too loud, I think. But nevertheless, this is also a very nice rendition of the song by Rosemary Clooney. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
When you're down, the headache, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town, the opening when your heart beats like a drum, the closing when the customers won't come. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Traveling through the country can be thrilling, out in front on opening nights, smiling as you watch the theater filling, and there's your billing out there in lights. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go.